Hello, and welcome to All About Witch, episode 13. Happy New Year, everyone. Oh my gosh, 13. Bad luck. Just kidding. Nothing but luck is coming your way for this episode. Anyways, let's begin our episode with some news. First, witch number 106, Zodiac, has been confirmed. You can go to Wikipedia, if you don't believe me, and see for yourself. Okay. Teach to be Witch Saga Scans update. As for Teach to be Witch number 5, it's being delayed because I'm really busy. It's almost done, though. As for Teach to be Witch number 6, the scanning is done, and I'm partway through image editing, and it's being translated. Last but not least, Teach to be Witch number 7 has been scanned, and we'll be going through some image editing before the translation begins. Okay, Witch for Life and Witch Fans Unite, new looks. Both my blog and free website will have New Year's looks, and they should be up by today, tomorrow, or if not either of those, very soon. And then I have two new YouTube videos. The first is called Everything Alien, and the video, of course, is all about Alien. The second is Witch Season 3 Opening, which is my fan-made Season 3 theme. Expect another video about Christmas, even though it was delayed because I was having some computer problems. I'm still going to put it up anyway. Okay, moving on. The Witch McDonald's books are going to be scanned. That's right, the Witch McDonald books will be scanned soon, and the three will be Tarani, Halen, and Alion. Look for them soon. In production, pages now available. Some new Power Intro pages have been scanned along with some others, and if you want to view them, go to the Extras page of Witch for Life. For the RPG update, I haven't been on there in a while, so this isn't really that accurate, but, my character was going to school, Christina was sad that Drake left, and Drake's parents are not dead, they have returned. That's all for the news for now, and now, a word from our sponsors. Discuss Witch, the best podcast for witch news. Rock and Roll Girl will always keep you updated. Witchcast, Amanda and Christine having a miniseries up. You know what that means. Witch podcast episodes are coming your way. Listen today. This podcast episode was created by me, Dark Crystal Queen. Do you want nothing but witch? Take a listen today at www.witchchat.podomatic.com. Okay, now it's time to chat about Witch Season 3, Episode 13, Stop the Presses. Bobo is preparing the ritual of amalgamation. He needs symbols of Elion's body, mind, and spirit. Cedric takes her hairbrush, an A-plus math test, and is trying to take her breath, too. Meanwhile, Martin catches a glimpse of a Hermanuta beast from Meridian, and the only thing that will get him away long enough for the girls to send it back home is a date with Anna. Catching a little beast is not as easy as it sounds, especially when the mom shows up. In the end, Cedric finally captures Elian's breath in a balloon, and all that's left is to take her to Meridian. Also, Irma's angry when she finds out she must work on the newspaper with Martin, and Caleb and Blunk are assigned to keep the eye on Elion. Okay, and now, our character discussion last time was about the name Sinjing, and this time it's about Niels. Just pulling up the information. Okay. He was a mysterious boy who appears in the Rigorland saga and happens to also love swimming, just like Will. He loves her very much and wants to be with her, and as such, he tries to win her over, but however loses her to Matt in the end. And I hope to see him return, but I don't know if that will happen. Okay, and now we're going to talk about Witch issue 11. First, the Oracle has a discussion with Luba, and Elion gets to try on her dress for the coronation. Cedric reports to the Murmurers, and then the Witch Girls have a chat with Miss Rudolph, who says she's in very bad danger. Meanwhile, the agents are trying to get through the wall that covers up where they found Elion, and the Witch Girls take a journey to school where, of course, Martin is getting bullied again. This time, Uriah puts a watch in Nigel's locker, and Martin sees. The Witch Girls think that Nigel actually stole the watch, but when they find out, but it was really Uriah. Now Martin keeps quiet because he doesn't want to get blamed. And then Nigel, of course, he sees the watch drop, but he says he doesn't do it. But of course, who can believe him when they just saw it drop out? Trelawney is devastated and runs off, while Halen takes Vathek's token and brings the witch girls to the fair to go to Meridian. Bulbos, meanwhile, is telling his master plan to Cedric, and he finally creates a crowd of murmurers and takes the crown. Now, the witch girls consult Martin, and he tells them the truth. And they sneak up and see Miss Knickerbocker talking to Uriah. And of course, as Martin is coming home, Uriah and his friends surround him. Now Martin, of course, doesn't want to be beat up. But the witch girls wind up Nigel winds up saving him anyways. Then the witch girls take a journey to Meridian where they meet a gardener, Feltheart. And then the coronation is beginning to take place. Of course, the witch girls fight for all the good of Meridian, but Caleb winds up fighting Phobos, gets on his last nerve, and Phobos turns him into a flower. Cornelia, of course, dives for him and starts crying. And it looks like Phobos had won that battle. And Elyon, meanwhile, is asking, why did this happen in my town? And that's where it leads off. Okay, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Headstrong by Ashley Tisdale. And then we're going to announce last week's Witch Lottery winners. Okay.
Gonna feel alive tonight, I am. I'm a positive kind of girl, I am. Leave my troubles behind tonight, I am. Stand up, get up, tell me why you coming down with me, you are. Yeah, you're coming along with me, you are. Cause it's just the kind of guy you are. Stand up, get up, he's a.
Okay, we're gonna leave it off there. And now, time to do our saga discussion. This time it is the Endarno saga. The fourth saga of Witch. Okay, here's what it's about. The members of the congregation are questioning the Oracle the Oracle's recent actions, and he shocks everyone by putting himself under trial. The guardians are called in to recall his deeds. Back home in Heatherfield, Will confronts Orub and Matt, while Principal Knickerbocker goes to drastic measures to raise the girls' grades at Sheffield. In Kandrakar, the council has to choose between Endarno and Yanlin for the position as Oracle. After Endarno has been chosen, he makes the life of the girls uneasy. Moreover, he is someone else than he appears to be, an old enemy coming back for revenge and a bigger thirst for power. Okay, and now it's time to announce last week's Witch Lottery winners. The following have won last week. Cindy, Alja, Quintessence, and Linwater Air. And now comes the questions. Why does Liam hate Matt? Well, to be honest, he knows that Matt is suspicious of him. And he knows that Matt doesn't trust him. And of course he's trying to win over the trust of the girls, but Matt doesn't seem to be fooled that easily. But Matt doesn't like Liam because he knows he must be up to something, and he thinks that Liam might be stealing Willow because he's always seeing him laugh with her and a whole bunch of other things, so we'll see what happens. Why does Will like Liam? She does seem to hang out with him a lot, and she does trust him. So there is a possibility, but I highly doubt it. I think they're just friends. But you never know what happens, so I'll keep an eye out for you guys, too. Okay, last but not least, how to be on the show. These are the four following ways. advertise us, you can email me at, well, I have two new emails. You can email me at my old email, laurasb42@gmail.com, and moonlightwitch@gmail.com. Between the moonlight and the witch, there's that line thing, if you know what I'm talking about. So, well, you'd have to go to my site to see. And then you can also record a shout-out or make suggestions. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. This is DCQ. Tune in to episode 14, which will be coming soon. Yeah.